Previously on Rabbit and Red Radio.
Yeah, it took a little longer because I had to say goodnight to Otto. He likes to say goodnight because by the time I finish and go downstairs, he'll be in the crate for the night because, you know, that's just how it works now.
All right. I gotcha.
Yeah. I love him. I hope he never dies.
So, you ready for this?
Yes.
You hope he does.
Dude, you don't understand. Right. The day that something happens to him or the day that he dies, I will be inconsolable for I don't know how long.
It's a dog, dude.
And now...
Except kids playing pranks, trick-or-treating, parking, getting high. I have the feeling that you're way off on this.
You have the wrong feeling.
Well, you're not doing very much to prove me wrong.
What more do you need?
Well, it's going to take more than fancy talk to keep me up all night crawling around these bushes.
I watched him for 15 years, sitting in a room, staring at a wall, not seeing the wall, looking past the wall, looking at this night, inhumanly patient. Waiting for some secret, silent alarm to trigger him off. Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. You can either ignore it, or you can help me to stop it.
Stranded in the spooky town. Stop at the square and the phone lines are down. Floor is crackling cold. She took my heart, I think she took my soul.
Thank you. my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
Welcome to Rabbit and
Red.
Fucking asshole.
All right.
Welcome to Rabbit in Red. I'm your host, John Rhodes. Along with me is my constant partner in crime that drives me insane, the one and only Michael J.
The super producer is back, bitch. And I didn't like
super
that title.
Super producer is back, huh?
When Vince first gave me that title, it's probably still in a joking manner, but I didn't like it.
I was going to say, I think that's sarcastic, Mike.
Well, we'll see if you still feel that way at some point next week if I get some good news for us there.
Good news, okay. So, well, with our lounge aspect, which you can watch on our group page on Facebook.
Please do.
I actually already discussed this.
Oh, what did you discuss?
Well, maybe. Well, I discussed our possible upcoming guests.
Mentioned the name?
Both of them.
Okay. Oh, well, there was a third one in there, too.
But you know, the lounge is a little bit different, so.
You mean it's
maybe
better?
Maybe we can just. It's not better.
No,
it's just
I said
a different
it's
format.
Deader. See.
Ah.
Deader.
Well, currently, but hey, you know, all things take a little bit of time to pick up and get going.
Did you try to get a giant eyeball behind you?
No, I've not gone to those levels yet.
Because I got to tell you, I mean, I've seen Bo's video, and Bo, I think that it's brilliant. Honestly, the first time I saw the eyeball, I wondered what it was, and it scared me because I thought it was going to swallow you whole. And it just really scared me.
Well,
all of a sudden, it's like something was behind you, and I wanted to shout and scream for help, and I did, and then I realized that you couldn't hear me because it was already recorded and over. And you're still alive, so that's good.
Yeah. Let's face facts. The lounge is me sitting in front of my laptop, and currently it's in my basement. Because we're in the new house, so.
Yes.
Basement's finished.
Oh, is it? Oh.
How's
the homestead? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm actually getting quite used to it. I mean, it's different because we were at the apartment for 2 years, you know,
right.
And you just get used to that. You're used to your routine where everything is, and then you move and you have to get used to everything all over again. And there's just quirky little fucking things that I'm still trying to figure out.
So are like, you all unpacked or?
Oh God, no. I mean, come on, man.
You should have brought the boxes.
My
into
stuff,
the lounge.
Sarah's stuff.
I want to see them all unpacked.
Yeah, my stuff and Sarah's stuff.
Yes.
There's a bit of shit here. I mean, the bedroom's put together, the living room's put together, the kitchen's put together. It's just putting away the rest of the stuff. You
so
know?
The 4K is out and the movies are out.
The movies are not out. Yet.
Oh fuck! How do you live?
Easily.
Yeah, but what if you want to watch Halloween 6 yet again?
I don't.
Or any
especially
other Donald
not
Pleasance
the producer,
film. But how about any other Donald Pleasance film in your library that I've provided for you?
Well, the burned ones are out.
Oh, okay.
And
so
actually,
the books are out, yes.
When I only had the one TV set up and whatnot, that was our entertainment. But, you know,
aww.
Now we have DirecTV, we have HughesNet Internet, which I'm not impressed with, but it's the only internet available, so.
Are they raping you price-wise?
Which one?
Either. Or.
Well, I went cheap on DirecTV. I didn't get the full package I wanted, so I believe I'm paying about $50 a month. And Qsnet is, well, yeah, they bent me over and they didn't even really spit on the tip, man. 90 plus a month.
For what?
For internet. Well, it's the only internet that is available to us in this area. It's not like I can very well tell them to go fuck themselves and I'm just going to go with Verizon or AT&T or nope, there's no options.
So they don't have like a triple play.
Qsnet or...
So it wasn't
it's Qsnet or no one.
Do you have a landline or just...
No, we actually have a phone line through Qsnet because there's also zero cell service here.
Oh.
As Mike can attest to, because for, what, about the first 4 days or so, if I put my cell phone on the kitchen table and left it there for about 5 minutes, I could get 3G.
Ooh.
No bars, but I could get 3G.
Oh, boy. No wonder I didn't hear from you a lot. Well, actually, no, because I did hear from you, I guess, when you were moving, because you texted me and you said, you hate moving. And I was like, I was like, wow, he's getting some sort of a signal to be able to text. I was like, holy shit, it's amazing.
I was probably driving or, it's, moving's a bitch. I fucking hate it. We rented a U-Haul and then we took about 5 carloads of stuff too. It's just... it's ridiculous. Ooh. And then when you have a big fucking TV to move, it's hard because I'm a dumbass and didn't keep the box. So just a piece of advice for anyone out there. If you buy a TV, keep the fucking box for it. Store it in the attic, something like that, because at some point you're going to have to move and it's good to have that box.
And the styrofoam, like the foam pieces that come with it, maybe you should save those too. Yes, all of it. Do not throw them away.
I threw mine away, and then what was it? A year later, we were moving, and I had a 65-inch curved TV to move, and beautiful.
With that 240 refresh
rate. I didn't want to get it in the U-Haul because there's really no secure place to put it.
Yeah,
my parents have an SUV, but it stands tall enough that it wouldn't fit in the SUV.
Please tell me you did not put it on a roof rack.
No.
Okay.
Sarah's brother actually has a minivan.
Oh, I love him.
Okay. So we folded down the one back seat, and me and him got it into the back of the minivan, and then I sat in the very last back seat and just held it. So
okay,
it didn't tip over or anything.
Good. You cradled it like a little baby. That's perfect.
Not that far, but I did set and hold the fucking thing for 15 miles while we got to the house.
Well, 15 miles isn't that bad. And see, I would have been stroking the screen, and I would have been like, good little boy, good little baby, good little baby, good little baby. That's a good little boy, good little boy, good little boy. Yeah.
Nope, but we got it home, we got it set up, and I got all the screens cleaned, so yeah.
Soundbar still, or you still waiting?
Not
on
yet.
The
I
sound.
Will purchase one.
Yes, soundbar. I'm telling you.
I'm going to go with a soundbar for right
good,
now. I mean,
yes! I win.
I also want to get some surround sound headphones that I can just use. So.
Yeah, and I think this wouldn't be a problem with the newer soundbars, but the only reason I'm saying it is because Blu-rays now and 4Ks support that Dolby Atmos audio tracks, and I don't exactly know what it is. I think it's like a clearer, crisper sound. I think there's more detail to the sound. I think there's something with it, because every... what was it? Yeah, Groundhog Day just got released on 4K. It's a Best Buy exclusive until April, and that got upgraded, the 4K did, to a Dolby Atmos soundtrack.
Is it a steelbook, Michael?
No steelbook, thank God.
Ah.
But I will tell you this.
Well, then I'll wait until it's available. What, man? You know I'm a case whore. If it was available in a steelbook only at Best Buy, I'd get it. But since it's just a regular release that will be available at Walmart and everywhere else and another couple months, I'll just wait. Fuck it. Yeah,
but if you get it now, you could watch it on Groundhog Day repeatedly.
You bring up a good point. I would probably watch it once, not repeatedly, but because, still, you bring up a good point.
Because they, the review said that this was actually a, what is it, a noticeable upgrade from the Blu-ray presentation.
Nice.
And just like, oh wait.
I've always enjoyed that film.
Now, did you bought Terminator 2, correct? Or did you not buy Terminator 2?
Yeah, 4K.
You did buy it, okay. Yes.
Yeah, actually, once we're done recording, I plan on watching that.
Okay. You're going to have to let me know what you think of it, because it doesn't look... It's not, like, horrible, horrible, but there is a lot of... I don't know how to describe it in words. It's just something that you kind of have to see.
Is it like color tones are different or what?
No. Color tone, because you have the 240 refresh rate. So color tones in that, it's fine. It's just something about like some of the image. There's like some compression there, and it's just like it's just annoying. Like I just got.
I'll have
annoyed.
To check that out. No, I was.
I
was just
it.
Curious about that because I know when we're talking about stuff like that. I recently read a review on The Thing.
Okay.
You know, Screen Factory put it out.
Yeah.
And Arrow has put it out in the same year, so it was a comparison between the two, and really, the only thing that stood out to me was that it's not really the colors are different. It's more like the tone.
Okay. Well, you
if
didn't,
that makes sense.
You didn't see the Arrow release, correct? Or you did? Or you saw screenshots?
I have not.
Okay.
Screenshots, yes. Oh, okay. And from what I've seen, and I know the Scream Factory one was supervised by Dean Cundey, correct?
Yeah, correct.
But just looking at the screen grabs of the two in the review, I have to say I actually prefer the non-correct one. The Arrow release looked more, at least what I always associate with The Thing, whereas like the Scream Factory Dean Cundey one just looked so clean, and I'm not complaining about that. What I'm saying is like at the shots of the outside and whatnot, they erased any of the blue hue and stuff like that, and that to me, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, see, here's something that I've come to realize with Arrow releases, because a lot of titles that Arrow released have been released by Scream Factory here in the U.S. And what happens is Arrow uses the same master that Scream Factory would use. Like, they license it out and they use that master, but what they do is they re-encode it differently at a different bit rate.
Okay.
So that's where you get the improvements. So Arrow probably used, because I know what happened with Arrow released Psycho 2 on Blu-ray, and it's the same master that Scream Factory used, but it's encoded differently. It's another encode. Like, they encoded it, it's still an MPEG 4, I believe, but it's... the bitrate's different, and I don't have the Arrow Psycho 2 yet. I have to get it because there's a bonus features are different, but I haven't found it cheap enough yet. So, and then Carrie was released by Scream Factory, which I believe we both have that one, and Arrow released
it. Yes, I do.
Yes, and Arrow released it, and Arrow used the same master as Scream Factory, but they re-encoded it differently. And people have said that the Arrow is a little better just because of the different re-encode. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the thing is with the, you know, the deal is with the thing, too, I think. So I'll have to all get right. that. But
and yeah, well, just talking about Arrow, I don't actually own any Arrow yet, but I will be picking up the as soon as I can. I will be picking up their I believe it was a special edition of Donnie Darko.
Oh yes,
love that film. Very good. Oh, film.
It is. It's an extremely good film. I have not seen S. Darko. I do have it. I've just never seen it.
It's not really worth your time, to be completely honest.
So it sucks. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's not very good at
highly
all.
Highly disappointing.
It follows his little sister.
Yes.
And she has like the same thing happened. I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
So it's not Maggie Gyllenhaal's character. It's the younger sister.
Right.
I'd much rather it be Maggie Gyllenhaal from Sherry Baby Time, where she gets naked.
Well, Mike, speaking of things that we've recently seen, yeah, I'm just skirting right by that.
Of course you are, yes.
I kind of want to talk about short films real quick. Fan films, if you will.
Short films. Fan films.
Yeah, because there was one that I shared in the group where it's Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I have not watched it as of yet. Because I just haven't. I've made a few fan films, although I tend to stay away from other people's because they're fan films. Who knows what they're doing? I mean, Never Hike Alone was such a fucking disappointment.
I absolutely loved it. In fact, I think it's probably one of the better Friday the 13th films.
Okay, first off, no. I made two Friday the 13th fan films, and I think both of my Friday the 13th fan films are fucking 10 times better than that Never Hike Alone. Never Hike Alone was like boring. I didn't even really care about it. I was like, the only
I actually thing... watched. Okay.
No. I was going to.
Go
the
ahead.
Only, the only thing that piqued my interest with Never Hike Alone. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it. And if you haven't seen it, don't waste your time. I'm giving you the best part of the movie right here. Is Tom Matthews popping up? As Jarvis, I was like, yes, see, this is the only redeeming quality about this steaming shit pile. Only redeeming quality.
And see,
quality.
Michael's wrong.
Oh, jeez.
But here's why I wanted to talk about this.
Yes.
And I'll come back to Never Hike Alone.
Okay, good.
The thing about fan films and whatnot that's really striking me right now, and this one just, this Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees just kind of hit it home to me. Is it's shocking to me that films like that or Never Hike Alone, the two that we're discussing right now, can get made and get such attention, but yet a fucking studio can't get one right. You know, a couple guys with, you know, almost no money for Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers, or a couple guys with a few grand, I'm not even sure how much, quite a bit, I think, for the average person, but can make Never Hike Alone. And a studio with millions of dollars, or if not hundreds of thousands, can't make one. And that's what blows my mind. And that's why I'm supporting more and more fan films, because with the content that is out there and the capabilities and tools that are now readily available, I'm finding better product there. I mean, the passion is there, the drive's there. I'm finding some really great stuff. And here, I'm just going to talk about this Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees real quick.
Okay.
Now, they call it Part 3, and I think that's just kind of like a spoof. You know, it's a work. They're just making fun of the whole genre. You know how the, you know, umpteen of each. But they do a good job. They know their shit. They know the characters. They know them inside and out. You're just kind of thrown straight into it, which is very fucking smart on their part, because they don't have to try and give you the backstory. They don't have to try and make it all make sense. It just is there, and you go. Now, this This one, it has a problem that some fan films run into of you don't have money. You don't have all the tools. Mm-hmm. Is that a little visible? Yeah, but this thing is still very entertaining. And if you like the later installments of Halloween or Friday the 13th, you know that gore is a huge element in those. And this one supplies it by the buckets. They know what people want. Mm-hmm. And it's just fucking there. And it's amazing. And when we talk about Never Hike Alone, Mike was bored by it because it wasn't... Yeah, because there wasn't tits every 5 seconds and, no, you know, tits don't guys do doing coke. And, yeah. Yeah, when we talk about Friday the 13th films, I mean... There's right such off a that high mirror. Pedestal that...
Right off that mirror.
Yeah. Such a high pedestal that, you know, a fan film could never be on their level. But the thing that really blew me away about that one was the compact story, easy to follow, and the production value of that was top notch. If they would have added another, you know, half hour to that, I would have fully believed that was a Friday the 13th film. I mean, it was at the same level, if not higher, than a lot of the films you were getting in theaters in the 80s. So congratulations to those guys. I'm fucking top notch.
Yeah, but the thing is...
That's why I wanted to bring that up, though. It's just the... Dude. You're kind of right there. Yeah, you're not making it to...
Though. They're not going to go anywhere, but, right?
Well, not necessarily, Mike, because fan films do get people noticed, okay? Mm. Now, if you're doing this to draw attention to yourself and your capabilities, it's a good idea, okay? That, honestly, is my opinion of Never Hike Alone. They were doing it to draw attention to themselves and their capabilities, whereas Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees, that was just a passion project.
Right.
And that is really the two reasons to do a fan film, because yes, you're not going to make money off from it. No, you're not going to make, you know, your next career off from it. You might get noticed, and that's about it. But you're right. There's not a huge draw to doing it. So you got two sides of the coin. But to me, there's just so much freedom and innovation in it that I'm really more intrigued by that than, honestly, anymore what the studio puts out. I'll be completely honest, if I see a good trailer for a Halloween film, mm-hmm. I'd probably be more excited for that than the upcoming Danny McBride Halloween film.
Well, I can't say anything until I see an actual trailer, and I will watch the trailer for that Halloween film when it comes out. It's just still, you're very iffy about that. I'm very iffy about that, so I know what you mean. Yeah. But the Never Hike Alone guys, and I'm bringing this up one more time, they got a 4K cameras, and they're just like, okay, we have 4K cameras, let's do something. That's it. It's stupid.
They made a great fucking film.
No, they didn't.
Great film, man.
No, they didn't.
You always go against everyone's opinion, and that's just how you are.
I could make a better film in my sleep. But to me, that's... You could make a better film with your hands tied behind your back on a fucking torture
rack. I don't think I could, to be completely honest with you.
I think you could. I think scripts that you sent me before that you have written that you were preparing to shoot were leaps and bounds above what Never Hike Alone is at this point.
See, I don't agree with that. They might be around the same level, but the difference is... I don't have the skill to make it look like that, so no one would pay attention to it.
You don't think so?
It would be a stupid little blip that'd get a couple views on YouTube, and that's it. Because I don't have the capabilities to have a production that looks like that. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference right there. Now, I can have a script that is top fucking notch, mm-hmm. but if I have a shoestring budget... Yes. With the camera I pull out of my closet and the people around me that can make the film, it's still an utter piece of shit no matter how good the script is. Mm. However, if I have a mediocre film with all the gear, a proper crew, and all that, I can make a film that people will pay attention to and will get noticed regardless of the quality.
Well, yeah, and obviously, now, the and film, that's, you know. So you're admitting that Never Hike Alone... Wait, so you're admitting that Never Hike Alone is mediocre, and the only reason to watch it is because
of its
4K, that it was shot in 4K. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. I actually think it's better than quite a few of the Friday the 13th films that are out on Blu-ray.
Apparently you haven't
watched... Jason Takes Manhattan is better than...
Apparently you haven't watched...
Better than Jason Takes Manhattan.
Okay, but...
Better than Friday the 13th 5. Better than Friday the 13th Part 3.
Okay, whoa. All right, now... Now, okay, them's fighting words. Well, see, because here's the thing. I hate Jason Takes Manhattan. I cannot stand it. I think that is the worst entry in the franchise. And I will even say that that is better than Never Hike Alone.
And I call bullshit right there.
Well, that's because that's what you're calling it. But I'm telling you, and I can guarantee you that if I put Jason Takes Manhattan on the 4K TV in the 4K player with the 240 refresh rate, I can guarantee you that it will look just
as good. It's
still
a bad movie, man.
It will still look just as good, if not better.
Oh, no. Than Never See, you Hike get Alone. Me wrong, Michael. You get me wrong when I talk about that. Yes, they have 4K and stuff like that. But no, they know how to make a film. They move the camera when they should. They have great shots. I mean, the cinematography in that was fantastic.
Okay, I'll give
it
that.
I mean, compared to probably 90% of Friday the 13th films, it was fantastic.
I'll give it that.
I'm not talking about the quality of, like, the picture and the sound. What I'm saying is their overall production looks like a professional film and is better than most of the Friday the 13th films.
Right, and see, but that's why Never Hike Alone will never...
And I'm not talking...
But I'm just saying, that's why it will never be like a Friday the 13th film, because the Friday the 13th films don't have that stylized vision. They don't have the shots where it's like artsy-fartsy, nice shots of the lake, nice shots of this, nice of the... You know, it's like that grunge fucking guerrilla style. That's what you get with a Friday the 13th, not this finely polished...
There's always those shots, Mike.
Yeah, but they're not like...
There's always the shots of the lake and the woods and the stuff like that. They just couldn't afford a helicopter, and they didn't have drones back then, so...
Well, yeah, right, but still. That's like what Never Hike Alone was like relying on. They're like, okay, well, we have this. Let's do this. It didn't feel like a Friday the 13th movie at all. It definitely did.
I'm okay with that, man. I think they need to get away from that anymore. Because when we get a film that feels like Friday the 13th, we get a horrible fucking film. Look at the remake. That felt like a Friday the 13th film. But the problem was is the people that were making it didn't understand what a good fucking film was. Mm. They didn't understand that. I don't need it to ooze Friday the 13th all over me. What I need is a fucking camp, kids, Jason, and murder. That's what I need. Make that shit good and compelling. Don't make it a mockery, because to me, the remake is plain and simply a mockery of Friday the 13th films. It was like made by guys that never seen a Friday the 13th film, but were just going off from their impressions of what a Friday the 13th film was. And that's why I take such offense to that. It didn't feel like Friday. No, I don't care if it feels like Friday the 13th. It doesn't have to. As long as you give me the key elements and make it good, I'm happy. And I think that's what they need to do. I mean, look, okay, case in point, look at the Texas Chainsaw remake. Did that feel like the Texas Chainsaw?
Are you talking about the 2003?
Yeah, the remake.
Abso-fucking-lutely. 2003 Texas Chainsaw was fucking... I love that. That was really good.
I loved it too, but I don't think it feels like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, when I think of that, I think of the original.
Right.
Well, I think of the grungy style and whatnot.
Right.
Well, that's what I think of for that feel, and that one doesn't have that feel.
Right. Well, 2003 Texas Chainsaw feels a lot more like a chainsaw movie than Friday the 13th, the remake, feels like Friday the 13th.
Like I said, that feels like an imitation, you know? You know, it's like you got Mountain Thunder instead of Mountain Dew.
Do they you really the have cheap, something called Mountain rip-off. Thunder?
Yes. Yes, they do, Michael.
Is that in wherever the fuck bumblefuck you are?
No, that's just a generic version.
Can I find that? Like, do I have to go into a dollar store? Do they have them?
I probably a dollar store. You could probably go into a Walmart and find it too.
Ooh, because I love trying like the generic versions of sodas and shit. That's great. Like Top Pop. I love that Top Pop. I don't even know if Top Pop is still around anymore, but I love it. And I don't even drink soda anymore.
Well,
hardly.
Since Mike's now on soda, let's take a little break and we'll see you all after the flip side.
Top Pop.
Rabbit and Red Radio. Rewind.
All right, I love you, Rabbit and Red Radio. I'm going as always with the ever live Alex, and the ever stumbling around like Jay.
I stumble.
Hello?
Oh, of course you do. But, you know, we also have joining with us is, I guess he's our boss. From horrorbid.com, we have on Justin. And thank you for joining us tonight.
No, thanks for having me, guys. How we all doing?
Yeah, you are our boss. I mean, after all.
That's very loose term. That is a very loose term. I prefer the term Lord Emperor.
Well, that's more being humble.
No, you guys, I'm on the legendary Rabbit and Red Radio. That's our thing. We're here for you guys, and 2011 is going to be a big year. So we needed the best, and that's what we hope all the money spent got. Because let's face it, suitcases full.
Oh, exactly. And if you want the best, I mean, we both know that that Mike and Alex have to go.
Yes, the crew should be there. The new crew should be coming. Hopefully in 60 minutes, we'll get this. These two guys out of there, Michael is just three steps below painfully awful. And Alex made the show tonight, which is like for the budget right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
We have no ability to run another guest. Then this is all you guys could afford tonight was me, because our own Alex joined us and will no doubt stun us all with wacky commentary.
I was disappointed. Huh?
Why were you disappointed?
I wasn't there for the premiere show on Harvard.
We noticed. It was in the package deal. And then No, guys, we like the two-man show, too. It could probably be a one-man show. Not to pump up Mike's head any further than it already is. I'm sorry, Vince.
I know. Mike is the star.
Wait a minute. Mike could not handle the show.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
We would not be able to run that for a 1 minute or let alone 2 hours. Like we tease. We love you that much here that we instantly feel like we've bonded.
Yeah.
So, which is what apparently takes place between you and Danielle Harris Pictures. So,
sometimes, well.
Yes.
Well, I did think at one point I'd give him, like, his own hour show, and he did a test run for it, and it was really good, but it was called 500 Reasons Why I Like Donald Pleasance. And I just thought, I didn't think people would get it.
My life fades. The vision dims. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos. Ruined dreams. Wasted land. But most of all, I remember the podcasts. The man we called Witch. To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time. A time when the doomsday clock ticked ever closer to Armageddon. You can still find the Witch versus the Doomsday Clock podcast by searching for WYCH on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and on your Android device. Memories may decline, but movies live forever.
Listening to us.
Who the hell sets it to your computer and listens to a podcast?
I don't know. I would. Well, this isn't really a podcast. This is radio.
Well.
And I think what you need to do is maybe you need to get like your, you know what? Plug your Bluetooth speaker into your surround sound, or if you have a sound bar, plug it in and put it on the ground. And
oh God, no. No.
Is Rabbit and Red Radio. Stop. I will give you the rabbit, and you put it in the red. Well, it's pink.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's not actually red. It's more pink, but it'll be red after you let it in there for a little bit of time.
Okay. So, welcome back, everyone. Rabbit in the
Red Radio.
All right, so as I promised, I'm going to do my top five films of last year. And I actually found my list. Because if you remember last time, I lost my list because of the move.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Mike, I need you to do something very important for me.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Okay.
Yep.
No, not that.
Okay.
I need you to take the time while I'm reading this.
Yes.
To think up your top five.
Well, see, I'll be able to do that because the thing is, I don't even know. I don't really know what films even came out in 2007.
If you watched five films from last year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't think I have. Maybe watched like one or two or maybe three if I'm lucky.
I can think of two that you watched.
Okay.
But anyway, all right. So I will go. You will, of course, critique me and tell me how I'm wrong, and then
yes.
I'll point out how you're fucking stupid.
Yes.
And then you can give me your bumbling list of two or three films that you saw.
Yes. Okay, we'll do that.
All right, so
Morbid Mondays.
We're gonna start at the bottom.
Here. Morbid Mondays.
That's Bo's show.
No, we're but that's my number one. Oh wait.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. That's not a movie. That's his show. Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. So, bottom of my list, number 5 is Atomic Blonde.
Oh yeah.
As I said, you watched that?
No, I want to get that. That's on my list of things I want to get. Oh.
I'm going to actually purchase it in 4K.
Oh, are you?
I think it looks absolutely great. I think the tale of the spies during the fall of the Berlin Wall between the two Berlins is really, really interesting. The action's top-notch. Mm-hmm. And I just like the little plot twists and whatnot that take place throughout it. Really enjoyed that one. Oh. All right. Number 4 is Stephen King's It.
Oh, yes. I saw that one, too. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did really enjoy that film. I thought it was a great adaptation. I thought it was incredibly well made. Really, the only thing that I could take away from it was I didn't think it was as scary as everyone made it out to be. I had one or two moments, but overall, it didn't terrify me. And that's really what I was going in hoping for. But past that, it was a great film. The one scene that stands out to me from that one, though, is when the kid goes down into the basement and finds Georgie standing there, and the whole basement's flooded, and you kind of, Georgie's saying, "You'll float too, you'll float too," and then you see Pennywise, and you realize that his hand's going up to Georgie, and he's working him like a fucking puppet, and he just drops him and shoots at the screen. Fucking fantastic scene. The visual alone of Pennywise working the dead child as a puppet, love that. Love it.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
All right. Yeah. Great, great fucking scene. Amazing visuals. Still haven't forgot it. All right. Number 3 is Logan.
I want to watch it.
I don't know how you can go wrong with that. You haven't seen it yet?
No, but I do have the 4K version.
It's totally worth seeing. You can't go wrong with it. It is the best Wolverine movie to date. Just a great film, kind of depressing.
Did you kind cry?
In the theater, I really missed it up. I kind of had to fight back the tears at the end.
Were you alone in the theater?
Yes, I watched it by myself in the theater.
So then you didn't really have anybody that you could kind of bury your head like in their shoulder, so then you could sob like a baby.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I don't do that, Mike. That's you.
Oh, I see. Oh, I just farted.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's more my masculinity for me. It's just like, don't cry like a bitch. You can't do it. Don't cry in public. and for me, it's even worse.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But it's even worse for me when Sarah's there and we have something like that. And it's such a pain in the ass. All right, moving on past the teary eyes and all that non-masculine bullshit to number 2 on my top 5 list of 2017. That's The Devil's Candy.
Never saw it.
It's fantastic. It's heavy metal as fuck. Has an ambiguous ending. It's great, Mike. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's
about
involved.
Depends on your definition.
I mean, like,
so it's about
kisses.
This family. No.
God damn
it. It's not.
That's false advertising.
Yeah, sorry.
It's complaining. I will complain.
Well, of course your fat ass would complain about that.
Ah, yes.
All right, so it's about this family that moves into a house and they slowly come to realize that a man that's bothering them used to live there, and his idea of candy's not quite the same. And really, the big question that you kind of get is this guy possessed? Is there a supernatural element going on to this? Mm-hmm. Or is it all on the level? And I love that it leaves you still asking that at the end. And that's one of the things that, if a film can properly hand me an ambiguous ending like that, I love it. Because that's the kind of thing you walk away with and you discuss with your friends, your family, and everyone. and you tell them you got to go see this, and so you can continue that conversation. And I love it. This one's masterfully done. Really, really liked this film. But that leaves us with number one. And I feel a little embarrassed to say this, but like I said, I didn't get that chance to see a whole lot of films. My schedule's kind of fucked. But regardless, number one for me, the film that I enjoyed the most was Kong Skull Island.
So, what is the name of it? So, Get Out was not on your list.
No, not at all. No. You've I did see it. Correct, I think it's overrated.
I agree with your statement. I just wanted to throw that out there because, yeah, I was surprised that it wasn't on your list.
No, no. I know quite a few people loved it. To me, I thought it was overrated. I thought it was, man, it really just hit its point fucking home. I think... I'm not saying bad film. I'm not saying that. I think it needed a little bit more subtlety, but I don't think that's what the film was about. Really, I was just sitting there waiting for the end to happen. And the third act was fucking great. I enjoyed that.
Right.
I enjoyed all of that. The problem was that the first two acts, I was sitting there waiting for us to get there because obviously anyone in this genre pretty much had it figured out. Mm-hmm. You may not have had all the little twists figured out, but as soon as it starts up and you're kind of getting a vibe of it, you're just sitting there like, oh, it's the Stepford Wives. Okay. It's the Stepford Wives with black folk. Gotcha. That's totally relevant in 2017. God, if only they had made this in 1960s. When it was more fucking relevant. Jesus Christ. Shit like that just pisses me off.
Yes.
Seriously, and people talk like it's still such a huge fucking deal. I'm sorry. Does your ass have to sit at the back of the bus? We have equal fucking rights.
I agree.
That's like my girlfriend's friend asked her to go on the Women's March last year. I just kind of sat there and I looked at her and I was like, what the fuck are you marching for?
Mm-hmm.
You have as many rights as I do, if not more. For fuck's sake, if I was a female going for a federal job, I would get it over me with the exact same qualifications simply because I had a vagina instead of a dick.
Well, in a sense, wouldn't you want her over you in the first place?
Well, yes, I always do.
That's
however,
what I'm saying.
Things like that just piss me off. When people, yes, at one point in time, you had it horrible. I get that. 2017 is not 1960s. It's not 1930s for the women. I'm sorry, the rule of thumb no longer is in existence. I can't get a fucking stick smaller or the size of my thumb and beat you with it legally.
True.
I get you marching against that. Marching against what? A glass ceiling? The fact that women have a harder time getting a promotion? I'm sorry. Fucking stereotypes are a thing. Mm-hmm. You marching is not going to change that.
No. No. You know what? And I'm going to tell you why I think, and this is all over the place, but you know why I think Get Out got nominated for an Oscar? Or why, you know, I think really it's because of the whole Me Too movement. And all that stuff. I think that you know, now they're being, you know, whatever. They're just trying to be more more accepting of different things. But the Academy is just, it's not that. That's not the type of movie that would win Best Picture. That would even be nominated for any of that stuff. Oh wait, was it nominated for Best Picture?
No, that.
It's not a horror movie. I don't remember either. It's not a horror movie either. I hate how people call Get Out a horror movie. It's not.
I call it a horror movie.
Yeah, but why? It's not, though. There's not, like... It's not horror. It's...
What would you call it? A thriller, then, Michael?
I don't even know if I'd call it a thriller.
Because it's not a drama.
Yeah, but it's closer to a drama than it is anything else. It's a hybrid movie, to say the least.
No, to me, it is a horror film. I don't care to get into that. And I do agree with you that the current environment of politics, race, and all that, yeah, it's flared up. It makes no sense to me why all of a sudden it's flared up. I mean, because what? Early 2000s, 90s, it was cool. Everything was fine. I don't get what changed. And I'm not arguing that people feel strange put in those situations where you're the only black person in the room or the only white person or whatever. We've all been in situations like that. I completely get that. My only issue with this film is I don't think it's deserving of the praise it got. But here's why. I think it got that praise because it tackled this issue at a time when it's a hot button issue. So it caught everyone's attention, and the people that weren't normal viewers of horror seen it, and it's just stuck with them. So really, Keenan Peele, good on you for tackling the right fucking subject.
Oh, and you know what? Just when you fucking get me, because I just looked up the Stepford Wives on IMDb because I wanted to see what they classified it as. And the Stepford Wives is classified as a mystery, sci-fi, horror film.
Right.
So is that what you would feel Get Out is then?
I would take out the sci-fi, but I would say it's a mystery horror film.
I don't know. It has.
If you really wanted to push it, I could. Some.
It's,
I mean,
it's mind control.
Some, yeah.
It's mind control.
Yeah.
It's a mind control device.
Okay, moving past that, Mike, what was your top five of 2017? Let me get my blood pressure back down.
Your blood pressure back down. Well, see, I didn't do order like you did, just because, fuck, I don't have an order. I don't, you know, particularly like one
right,
over the other.
Right. I just kind of forced you into this last second, so.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, well, I did like that Woody Allen film, the Wonder Wheel, which I talked about on the last episode. And since the last episode, I learned that that is getting a Blu-ray release on March 6th. So anyone who, even I know most people probably did not watch it in the theater because it was limited, please watch this movie. It is shot beautifully. And the performances were really, really good in it, I thought. It's shot like a play. It looks exactly like you're watching a play. Which I really like that aspect.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that last time.
Yes. Well, I really like that aspect of it, so definitely check that out. That'll be out March 6th. You know, and I guess I should put Get Out on there at some place just because I didn't hate it. But I thought...
No, I didn't hate it.
No, I thought it was innovative, but I think they overhyped it way too much. Way too much. And
yeah, that's honestly my biggest issues. I think it's overhyped and overpraised.
Right.
I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was a horrible film. Like I said, I was just waiting for the end to happen.
Right. And another movie that I saw that I enjoyed, but I also thought was way overhyped... was It. I loved It. I thought it was very good, but I thought it was way overhyped. I did not think that it was scary in the least.
I agree with that it wasn't scary.
But they set it up that I thought that it was going to be like some brilliant, shining masterpiece, and I'll tell you what, I thought that the 1990 miniseries with Tim Curry as Pennywise was better than this movie.
Nah, I can't speak on that because I just haven't seen that in so long. And every time I think about it, yeah. I look at the Blu-ray disc and it's like 3 hours. It's like, no.
3 hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, I can't make that commitment.
You can't justify it. That's unfortunate because, it's the much better film. I mean, if you sit down and watch the two parts of this It, the new It, when the second part comes out in 2019, by the time those come out, you're already going to have 4+ hours if you sit down and watch them in total.
Yeah, I totally get that point. And, you know, speaking of that, I think I even mentioned it on last episode, or I almost bought It on 4K and then decided to hold off simply. You did?
I did.
I know you would, but I'm holding off on the hopes that there'll be like a special release of 1 and 2 together.
Well, no, because and what pisses me off is after I had already pre-ordered it, because the thing is, when it was released, when the fuck did it was released January 16th here. And the thing is, it was supposed to include a director's cut, which I think ran an extra 15 or 20 minutes. And they delayed that. So now in 2018, they're going to re-release it again, and I'll probably end up double dipping. And it will include the director's cut. Yeah, and it will include the director's cut. But the deleted scenes are on, you know, all the deleted scenes are a bonus feature on the disc. So you can see the scenes now.
Right.
You just won't see them, you know, cut together until, you know, and they'll probably release it, I would guess, right before part two hits theaters, I bet. That's what's going to happen.
So Mike, I'm being curious.
Yes.
You've got what, two more? I believe,
mm-hmm.
And I know you've seen two other films, so I'm just kind of curious what the order is going to be.
Well, I didn't have a specific order, so...
Oh, okay. So let me guess. Dunkirk?
Dunkirk I did really like. See, and that's kind of tough, because I did like Dunkirk, and I did like Split quite a bit. What?
Split was the previous year.
No, Split was 17.
Was it really?
Do not make me... I will... Okay, hold on, because now you're...
I could have swore that was 2016. My Split... But no, you talk about Dunkirk. You talk Split, about that. I will look it up.
My Split 4K is in the other room, so I cannot look for it right now. Split.
No, you talk about Dunkirk. Just talk.
Oh, fuck. It you're is good. 2016. Shit. Ugh. Hold on. No, okay. Then I know this one isn't 2016. Just let me make sure. Split is 2016. Motherfucker. Okay. All right. I looked up the other one. So, okay. I'll have to... Yeah, Annabelle was really good. That Annabelle creation, I love that. I saw that in theaters.
I have not seen that yet.
I've seen that in theaters twice.
You've seen it twice?
Yeah, oh, I saw shit. It twice.
Is that good?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, no, Dunkirk, I only saw it once. That's right.
But I'm saying Annabelle's that good.
Yeah, I actually thought the second was better than the first.
Yeah, I heard that it was... pretty much pulling a Ouija where the second one was given a lot more time and was just 10 times better, pretty much.
Right. And,
so.
Yeah. What the hell is it? Yeah, but it's really, amazing. I did like that a lot. I can't believe that fucking Split was 16, but yeah, I guess it is. Shit. That pisses me off. You know what, because I hate when people are like, you know, a movie is made or shot in, okay, like movies that come out now, people will say that they're 2018 movies, when in fact they're not. They were shot in 2017, so that makes them a 2017 movie.
See, I differ from you. I go by release, because if we were going by made... one of my films wouldn't be on that list because The Devil's Candy was made, I believe, 15 or 16, but it never actually got released until last year.
Yeah, well, then it is a
15 or 16. So it was made, it just sat in a can.
Right, well, then that is the date. Just because it got released now, it doesn't count. It was made back then.
See, I go with release simply because no one had the option of seeing it. It might have existed, but who cares? What point does that even serve? There are plenty of films out there that are sitting in a can that we still haven't seen.
Right, and we probably never will. Although Hellraiser Judgment is finally coming out very soon. Next will be Children of the Corn Runaway.
I just fucking seen that today, too. What the fuck? A new Children of the Corn movie?
Yeah,
who the fuck asked for that?
I'll see it, because I thought the last one was enjoyable.
Was that the remake?
No, they did, Children of the Corn Genesis was the last one.
No, I thought they did the remake was the last one.
No, that was 2009. Genesis was 2010.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ, don't make me look that up now, too.
I'm not.
No, I'm not. I'm already doing shocked. It. I'm already doing it because I want to make sure.
Well, since you're doing that, I also promised everyone, since I fucked up and didn't give you my top five of 2017, that I would give you my top five films of all time.
Oh, God.
So I am going to do that while Mike stares at his computer for no reason. Okay. And here's a really interesting thing about this for me.
2011, Genesis came out.
Okay. Yes. I don't think anyone cares, Mike. I think you're one of probably 100 people that's seen it.
It's a great fucking movie, dude. I have it on Blu-ray.
I doubt that.
I have it on Blu-ray.
I did kind of enjoy the remake, though.
Yeah, it was more faithful to the book from what I've heard.
Yes, it was. Yes. But as I was saying...
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy fuck, what? Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
They fucking issued a release date for the new Charge in the Corner Runaway, and they dropped a trailer.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No, I'm just seeing it now. Okay, they get there. It has a Blu-ray release, thank God. When is it coming? Because I have to buy the Blu-ray. March 13th.
Of course you do.
March 13th. Yeah.
Pre-order.
Yeah, actually, I might do that. One thing to remember is that this shit was shot in less than 2 weeks just for trash mention.
Oof.
Don't like that somebody called the mention trash mention to keep the rights. Why they are so obsessed with keeping the rights to this franchise, I have no idea. I'd like to see what Blumhouse could do for a reboot. You know...
Ooh. Okay. Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
No. All right. Blumhouse got the rights to Halloween from Trash Mention, as you called them, asshole. It's Dimension, not Trash Mention.
Well...
And just because they took over Halloween does not mean that they are a savior and they can remake everything in the fucking world.
You haven't seen
Halloween yet.
Not make them.
You could hate it. You could hate it. And then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to blame fucking Blumhouse and say that Blumhouse is a piece of shit. That's what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to be very emotional. I'm going to be very emotional on October 19th. Yes, I will go opening day to see Halloween. And I'm going to be very emotional.
And you're going to love it either way.
This is the first time that I'm going to sit down in a movie theater since 1995 and not see a Dimension logo go across the screen at the beginning of a Halloween movie. I will cry. I will bawl.
I don't care at all about that.
It will be very emotional.
I just kind of hope they kill Jamie Lee Curtis and soon. Anyway, moving past that.
Yes, your top five of all time.
So, top five of all time.
Yes.
It's interesting to me, too, because, you know, that list always changes. But I got into that on the lounge. So, let's just get into it. Mm-hmm. Number five for me is The Revenant.
Never saw
it. I absolutely love that film. I still blows my mind. You have it in 4K and you haven't watched it.
Do you?
I've been raving about this film for over a year.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, you did.
It was a second 4K disc that I ever bought.
Nice.
I love this film. I think it's fantastic. It's beautifully shot. It's a great story. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing film.
Right.
Number four is Drive. Once again, Mike's never seen it.
No, I haven't, but I've heard that it's really, really good.
another film that I've been raving about for years, and Mike's never seen it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. I mean, the visuals are top-notch. The story's really good and compelling, and so good. Now I want to watch Drive, not Terminator 2. God damn it. I got to get Drive in 4K.
I don't think it's available yet.
Okay. Well, when it is.
Yes.
Ah, fucking Drive, so good. Okay.
Drive. Drive my cock down your throat. Drive.
All right,
dude,
calm
I
down.
Farted as I was doing right. that. It's amazing.
Number three.
Oh God.
The Crow.
Yeah, The Crow is good. The Crow is definitely good. I'll give you that.
And you know, you might say the other two films are better, and I would be hard pressed to even argue that. For me, The Crow just holds a place in my heart. When I was 17 or 18, either way, when I was a senior in high school, I watched The Crow almost every day. I don't know why, but I just love the film. It's fantastic. So number three.
Right.
Number two, and Michael won't say shit about this one, mm-hmm. Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Yeah, that is a classic. That is definitely a classic. I will give you that.
Fucking amazing film. If you haven't seen it, there has to be something wrong with you. I don't care if you like horror films or not. As long as you like film, you need to see this. It's an absolute masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
Fantastic film. It really is, Mike.
Yes.
And number one, as no surprise to anyone, The Evil Dead.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah. I've gone on and on and on and on and on about that film on multiple shows, some of them not even my own. So
get down my throat,
I don't
Evil
feel
Dead.
The need to do so. Yeah.
Look, get down my throat, Evil
right,
Dead.
Calm down, Mike.
Ashley Williams.
So... Well, Mike's showing us how he earns $20 every night. Hopefully, he's also thinking of his top five films of all time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't know I had to do that now.
Oh, yeah. Bring it, Mike.
I don't have a top five films of all time. I have.
Okay, what are your favorite films?
I have one top film of all time.
One.
You know.
And that's Halloween 6.
Yep.
Halloween 6.
It's my favorite film of all time. That's my favorite enough to fill all five spots.
That's ridiculous.
It's
okay.
Good.
Well,
I've seen it so many. This is how you know how much I love Halloween 6.
We don't have to.
And how much you don't love Halloween? I mean, Evil Dead, is because I've seen Halloween 6 more times than you've seen The Evil Dead. Because when Halloween 6 came out, for the first 3 months, I watched it once a day during the week. For 3 months, twice on the weekends. Twice a day on the weekends. So twice on Saturday, twice on Sunday. Sometimes twice on Friday, too, depending on my mood.
I think that shows a little bit of your mental illness, but...
But could you do that with Evil Dead? If you really wanted to, could you do it with Evil Dead?
Of course I could, but that takes away some of the allure, and I always try and avoid that. I usually watch Evil Dead at most twice a year.
Yeah, but that's like that's not showing love to it. That's showing that it's like a piece of shit that you just pull out.
No, if it was a piece of shit, I would have thrown it away like some of the movies you've given me.
Ah.
XXX2, The Return of Xander Cage. Trash.
State of the Union.
Worst film I've seen. Oh, God. Yeah, actually, I'm not going to argue that.
Hey, was Ice Cube in Triple X? You know I have Triple X.
Yes.
I have the Xander Cage on 4K.
Oh, dude, don't even watch it.
Yeah, but if Ice Cube is in
horrible.
It, I want to watch Ice Cube on 4K.
He's in it for like 30 seconds.
That's it?
That's it.
In the beginning or
overrated
the end?
Overrated cameo.
In the beginning or the end?
You'd have to set through a shitstorm to get him.
Would you say that it's Vin Diesel's worst movie?
Yes.
Do you think that it would have been better it had Ice Cube been in the entire thing?
No. I don't think there... With what that film was, I don't think there was any saving it.
Was Samuel L. Jackson in it?
No.
Do you think Samuel L. Jackson
could have saved it? Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
And
sorry.
Even he couldn't save it.
There's only so much okay. I will put it to you this way, Mike.
Yes.
Okay. It's a piece of shit.
Okay.
You can try and shine it, but all you do is get everywhere.
Okay. What if Blade Runners were in it?
I don't know how to answer that. It's fucking illogical bullshit. Okay. We're just gonna close this out.
What if the Millennium Falcon?
I'm done talking about Xander Cage. What?
What if the Millennium Falcon was in it, and all of a sudden you, like, flew into Xander Cage's mouth in the Falcon? Like, you got in the Falcon, and you flew in his mouth, and you flew down his throat, and you flew in... It was like Fantastic Voyage of Xander Cage.
Thank you all for joining us.
The Magic School Bus.
Right.
What if the that's it.
Thank you, everyone.
Let's do the
Magic
School
Bus. It's been a fantastic show. I hope you all enjoyed it. We are a proud member of Legion, and check out the other shows.
Yeah, we can
later,
get
more fuckers.
Promos for that. People have to
keep
start
it
doing
creepy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Keep it creepy, spooky, all that other shit. I
Yeah. That was horrible.